keep your faith firm in God. Trust God, even if there is no basis to trust. Trust God anyway. How is it possible for us to find treasures in the midst of our troubles? How can we deal with sufferings and difficulties in such a way that even in the midst of suffering, a testimony for Jesus Christ can be given out? I have given you 5 great principles from Holy Scripture on how to deal with trials. Number 1, be assured that God has not forsaken you in your trials. Number 2, overcome any bitterness or rebellion by an unswerving trust in the goodness of God. Number 3, find peace through resignation to the will of God. Number 4, overcome your physical weakness with spiritual strength. And number 5, be a witness for Jesus where you are. You will find treasures in trouble and will deal successfully with suffering as you follow these principles. Now consider the 5th of these principles. Be a witness for Jesus Christ where you are. It is a wonderful thing that God has made us capable of sharing in the work of God regardless of what our circumstances are. And the person who is infirmed, even the person who is confined to bed, who never is able to get out of bed of their own strength, can still share in the witness of Jesus Christ. First, you can be a witness for Jesus Christ where you are by supporting through prayer those who are strong and able to serve. As a pastor, once and again, I would hear some elderly, infirm member of the congregation say, "Oh, Pastor, I used to be busy in the work of my church. I taught a class, or I was involved in the visitation benevolent ministry of the church, but I just can't do anything anymore." And every time I would respond, "There are some of us who are physically able and strong, whose ministry needs to be undergirded by the special prayer and loving concern of some folks who are on speaking terms with Jesus. And if you will pray for those of us who are strong, you can have as much of a part in the work of God as you have ever had in all your life." So I say to you, support through prayer those who are strong and able to serve. The epistle to the Philippians was written as one of the prison epistles. That is, the Apostle Paul was in jail in Rome at the time he wrote the epistle. But listen to the reading of selected verses in chapter 1, verse 3 and following. "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. For as much as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in all knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve the things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ." The apostle expressed his love and devotion to the Philippian believers. But notice specifically what the burden of his petition for them was. First, that they may increase, even abound in love. Secondly, that they may have more knowledge than ever before. Third, that they may have discernment in their judgment. Fourth, that they may approve the things that are right and good and honorable. And fifth, that they may be sincere and without offense, that is, pure and holy until the day of Christ. Now you can pray for your fellow Christians in the same way. Pray for your own church, her members, her leadership, her witness, her fellowship, her evangelistic and discipling ministries. Pray for your community, political leaders, its moral standards, its educational institutions, its homes, the spiritual needs. Pray for missionaries, for prospects, for converts on foreign mission fields. Prepare a prayer map and pray systematically for missionaries. And pray for others who are weak in body or in spirit, as perchance you are. Support through prayer those who are strong and able to serve, and you can be a witness for Christ. Second, you can be a witness to those who come in contact with you. If the paper boy stops by, if the milkman comes, if the grocery delivery man comes, if salespersons come to your home, you can witness to the people who come, even the friends, relatives, or guests who stop in to check on you. Witness to those who come in contact with you, whatever the manner of contact might be. And third, witness by every possible means. Many of you can witness by telephone who are not able to make a personal call to a house. You can witness by correspondence, write a letter to someone and share with them what God has spoken to your heart. You can witness in conversation to the guest or relatives who come into your home. Take every possible means to witness, even in paying utility bills. Put a gospel tract in with the bill and be a witness for the Lord Jesus. I call to mind a lovely Christian lady whom I knew some years ago. She was beset by a very grievous illness, which eventually proved to be fatal. But during those years of her illness, she was a greater witness for Jesus Christ than she was in the time of her health and strength. And I remember conducting the memorial service upon the occasion of her death and speaking of the great Spirit of Christ that she had manifest through the continuing and long trial of her illness, and how so many people had been pointed toward God. And it can be so with you. Whatever your circumstance, you can be a witness for Jesus Christ where you are. Now, I have been so bold as to admonish you how to deal with your trials. True, I do not know the details of your case. I cannot tell the severity of your pain. I do not know the duration of your trial of illness or infirmity. I do not know, for some of you, the hopelessness of your condition in the flesh. But I do know God, and I know He knows your case better than you or your physician knows it. And besides that, He is more interested in you than any beloved relative or friend could possibly be. Now keep your faith firm in God. Trust God, even if there is no basis to trust. Trust God anyway. Keep the spirit of the person who finds treasures in trouble. Be assured that God has not forsaken you in your trials. Overcome any element of bitterness or rebellion by an unswerving trust in the goodness of God. Find peace through resignation to the will of God. Overcome physical weakness with spiritual strength, and be a witness for Jesus Christ where you are. Keep the spirit of the prophet Habakkuk, who testified, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herds in the stall, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength." Or the psalmist who said, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate." Following those principles, living by that spirit, you too will find treasures in troubles.